Put the picture in your mind. Here's Peter. Here's the apostles standing in a room with Jesus' executioners. Blood dripping from their hands, literally and figuratively. And Peter, rather than indicting them, points out their sin, but he says, Jesus can take the filth of your sin and he can wash you clean too. There is nobody in here, there's nobody with breath in their lung or a beat in their heart that God is unable to forgive their sins if they but repent. To give repentance, that word there is metanoion. Meta meaning new or different, noion meaning knowledge. It literally means you have a change of mind, a complete reversal of thought. It means that you're walking against the commands of God. You're walking against who he is. And you turn around and you begin to walk in his path. You have a change of mind about Jesus. We hung him on a cross. Now we want to seat him on the throne of our hearts. We see him as the resurrected Lord, not as a troublemaker. We see him as the leader of our lives, not somebody we've got to do away with. That's what it means to have a change of mind about Jesus. You think differently about him. And when you begin to think differently about Jesus and you allow him to sit on the throne of your life and to be leader, he will be also your savior. And he will give forgiveness of sins. He'll say, yes, I see the blood. I see my own blood on your hands. You're guilty of sin before the throne of God. But because you have turned to me, I'll wash you clean. You walk away sinless. Paid in full, no longer guilty.